Time for another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101, independent insurance agent with us, as always, and that would be Kathy Picciola. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, JR. I am just wonderful.
We're in the last day of February. You want to make changes to your accounts, got a month to do it.
Yep. March 31st is the deadline for what we call open enrollment, or OEP. And that means if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you can change to a different one during this time period. And we've had quite a lot of people moving because they have had doctors drop out of this plan or that plan, and they were notified. So they've had to change their plans in order to keep their doctor. Quite a few of those. And there's been a lot of people that says, you know what, I thought, you know, this plan was going to work for me. It doesn't look like it's going to. So we have been doing a lot of moving people from one plan to another. A lot of times it's an upgrade, you know, from HMO to or PPO, or even those who went to a supplement. We've had quite a few of those too.
Surprising though? Were you surprised a little bit or yes or no?
I would say this year more than any year.
Really?
And the reason why is because there's been profound changes in most of the plans. And it's because there wasn't much of an increase in money Medicare gave these plans. So they've had less to work with. So they've had to cut benefits.
Boy, and a lot of people were really upset, I bet, some of the clients that you have when things got pulled back. And again, a lot of these people didn't realize that before they had these ancillary benefits, you weren't getting squat anyhow. So what are you hollering for now, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, original Medicare, the way it was designed when they wrote the bill.
You didn't have all this.
No, it never has covered dental, vision, hearing, or anything extra. It only covers medical things, like actual medical procedures and tests and stuff. It has never, ever, ever covered custodial care, dental, vision, hearing, over-the-counter benefits. It's never given food cards. That's all given by the plan, because after they've covered everything that Medicare requires, which is anything medical, if there's money left over, they have to use it for you. So that's why you get all these extra benefits.
This year, not as many.
This year, not as many extra benefits. I mean, many of the plans cut way back. There's a lot of plans out there that took away over-the-counter benefits, period. They just don't have them. And those are even some HMOs and all the PPOs. They took away the over-the-counter. And when I say over-the-counter, I mean Band-Aids, aspirin, that type of thing. There's a lot of ways these plans give those to you. One, you can order them online, because there's one company that owns their own over-the-counter business, over-the-counter provider. So you can order it online or over the phone and they'd mail it to you. Others, they tell you to take your card and go to different stores like Walgreens, Dollar General, Publix, et cetera, and you can buy it off the shelf.
So people don't get excited. The way it is, can't do nothing about it. Maybe next year might be a little different. Hopefully we'll see. Not as strict.
They haven't been told yet, because I was at a what we call a round table yesterday with one of the plans. And they haven't been told yet how much, if any, increase they're going to get in reimbursement from Medicare. And understand how this works is that based on their star rating, all these plans have a star rating from 1 to 5. The higher the star rating, the more money they get from Medicare. So that's important for them to perform and make you happy, because that increases their star rating.
Boy, incentives.
It incentivizes them to take care of you and, you know, make sure that your needs are met as a client or a member of this healthcare plan.
So if you need to make the changes, you've got until the end of March.
Right.
You got a month to go, and you got to make those final changes. Otherwise, you're locked in until open enrollment coming up in December.
Right. And open enrollment's going to begin on October 15th again.
Oh,
and
great.
And it goes till December 7th. And it's once I get through December 7th, it's like it's wonderful to have that 2 weeks where people really can't move or do anything.
Right.
Because then I can kind of recover
from
a very difficult AEP. And then January 1st to March 31st is what we call OEP, or open enrollment. And that's the period we're in right now, where you can make a one-time change like to like. Now, that doesn't mean after this is over, after March 31st, and you can no longer use that special enrollment period to change plans. There are different reasons you can change plans. One is that if you've been diagnosed with chronic illness, there are chronic care plans that you can enroll in. And those chronic conditions can be cardiovascular disease, congestive heart failure, diabetes, or COPD. when I ask people if they have one of these things, they say, no, thank God. But the reason I ask is because there are plans that actually cater to those chronic illnesses to help you manage it.
If you need it, then do it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
What else are you going to do? I mean, but if you're not sure what it entails and such, give Kathy a call, 727-735-2337. Also, check out the website, kecinsuranceservices.com. All kinds of information on there. You can send Kathy an email through there as well. Past programs, you can listen to some of this quality broadcasting that we do.
And quality broadcasting.
We've been doing this for ages.
Yes, ages.
And keeping people informed.
That's right.
I mean, you can't ask for anything better. I mean, seriously. You know, and if there's things going on, or if you've got some ideas or you got questions, certain things that maybe you'd like Kathy to bring up on the air, send her the email through the website.
Yep, KEC Insurance Services. You can send me an email. And if you need me to talk about something that you're curious about, I'm happy to do that.
Right.
Or you can just call my office and I'm happy to answer any questions that
you
have.
And the office is right there at 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard. In the Forest Oaks Plaza on the corner of Forest Oaks and Highway 19, right down from Nature Ghost Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. You can't miss it. Or if you think you're getting stressed out enough, just go to the Our Country Bar and have a couple of cold ones.
Well, you know, more people go to that Taste of Portugal bakery that's right there. I mean,
have you had anything from in
there? Oh, my gosh, yes.
Kathy's a good.
That's amazing.
Is it? Oh, boy.
Amazing stuff.
I don't do that kind of stuff a lot, but if something hits me, like, I'm game to try.
Oh, yeah. You got to stop and try and pick up stuff.
Okay.
I mean, not just cakes, and because I try to stay away from that stuff, too.
Yeah,
but their bread's amazing.
It really is. That's one of my downfalls.
Mine, too. Hot bread. Oh,
gosh. A little butter on that thing. Okay.
Yes.
Back to where we're at. And if you're going to be coming up on 65, you can't stress this enough. Give Kathy 3 to 4 months before your 65th birthday and then decide whether you're going to take your social then. Are you going to wait till full retirement age? Now, anybody that does, it's got to go to 67, correct?
Yes, full retirement age is now stopped at 67.
Okay.
So anybody born in 1961 would be at 67 is their full retirement age.
Okay.
Currently.
So
we're seeing people born in 1961. Doesn't that sound weird? That are 65.
Jeez.
That are turning 65. Now, the vast majority of people will delay their Social Security. It's very few now that will take it early. And if they take it early, they've got a good reason to do it, typically. But most people will delay it. So almost all of you out there, if you're delaying your Social Security, understand when you are coming up on the age of 65, you do have to apply for Part B. Now, it used to be a simple process. I mean, fairly simple process. But it's gotten less simple. And the reason why is because they found so much fraud in the system that they're trying to root it out. And when you apply for, your Part B, you're going to have to prove that you are you. And there are different ways that they do it. And I see that they are layering security on top of security. So I had a fellow in my office the other day, and I told him, make sure you bring your logon, your password to get to your My Social Security account. Make sure you have your smartphone with you, because there's things you're going to have to do to get on there. And the paces they put this poor guy through was unbelievable.
Oh, jeez.
So he had his logon, his password.
Right.
So he starts to log on, and they said they needed his 4-digit code. And he says, what code? And I said, did they give you a code? He goes, oh, yeah, they did. I got that at home. So he had to go home and get it and come back. It was a 4-digit code. Now they're layering that on top of that. He has to take a picture of his driver's license front and back and upload that. Then he has to do a selfie, and he has to upload that.
Jeez.
Put in the four numbers. They're 5 digits each. And they're separated by, they're in blocks.
Right.
So you have to write down that code. That code has to go in. And on top of that, they send a code to both your cell phone text and also to your email. So you have to get two different codes. And
it's like trying to get into Fort Knox.
That's what you have to go through to get in. And once we finally got in, it's like, wow, we finally got in. But it was
crack the code.
Crack the code, but it was layered upon layer of security.
That's good, but sometimes people that are technically challenged, they get frustrated.
And we have a lot of people that are technically challenged. And in those cases, I hate to say it, but they actually have to go down to Social Security office. If they don't have a smartphone, just understand that you're not going to be able to get through.
Well,
you're going to have to go down to the office.
You know, I'm not too bad at this.
Or, you know, I have another one, this paper method. So I will go ahead and fill out the application on paper. It isn't a full application. It just prompts Social Security to call you and do a phone interview. So that's another way that they can do it. But understand, when they do that, they also put you through the paces as far as making sure that you are, in fact, you.
Tell you, if you're confused, well, give Kathy a call, 727-735-2337. She'll help you out through that, because we've talked about hopefully more people are going back to the office.
Yes, I'm seeing. The thing is that it does slow down the process, the securities they have to go through.
Right.
So therefore, they haven't gotten any faster. I mean, I think they've even gotten a little slower.
Great.
It doesn't mean they're not working. It's just that they have to verify so much information to make sure that they're talking to the right person. I had a gentleman, and he was, you know, one of these guys that didn't really want to give you any information, but, and I told him, I have to have the information to apply for Part B for you.
Right.
And I did it right in front of him, but they came back and told him that he had to come in with his birth certificate. This guy was on fire. He was so angry. Well, he did go down to Social Security with his birth certificate.
You had to go to Dade City for that?
Wherever your address is, there's a Social Security office assigned to you.
Oh, okay.
So if you're in Hernando County, except for over here in 01, I think 01 is Dade City.
Yeah.
34601. But you're assigned a certain, and that's the one you have to go to, the Social Security office. So when he did go down to the Social Security office, he learned that there were two people applying for his Social Security under his Social Security number.
Really?
And the reason they needed his birth certificate, because they wanted to know which one was the right one.
Wow.
So that a lot of that was happening. And so they are verifying information now.
I can understand certain things like that, because they do, because of the fraud, like you said earlier, mm-hmm. they have to go through different hoops to get to where you need to go. It's good and it's bad, because a lot of this stuff should have been taken care of a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, so sure. Now we got to pay for it to where it's going to be an act of Congress to get through. And I get it, and yet I don't. But, you know, it's so funny, because also Kathy will set you up with an SSA.gov account. And I had to laugh, because I did my taxes last week.
Oh, did you?
And I did not get my 1099 from Social Security.
No?
And so I'm going, and I go, I didn't get one from a year before. Then it dawned on me, well, I didn't start collecting until this past, till last January. Mine was going every which way but crazy, you know? So, hey, I'm getting it. They decided to go on. I put my stuff into the SSA.gov account, and then they printed it out, and then they took care of the taxes.
Yeah, that's the thing, is everyone will have to have a SSA.gov account.
Yes.
It's called My Social Security.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're sitting back there saying, I'm not going to do that, I mean, understand.
You have to do that.
You have to do that.
That's right.
Because
no ifs, ands, or buts.
If you decide that you're not going to take your Social Security and you're going on Medicare, you still have to pay your Part B premium.
Correct.
And currently it's $202.90, and that's a standard rate.
Yes.
On your My Social Security account, you can set up a payment system. And the alternative to that is they will bill you quarterly and sometimes 4 months at a time. And that's kind of a big chunk to have to write a check for all at once.
Well, if you're going to do it for 3 months, you're talking at 606 and change, 607.
Yes. So having a My Social Security account and setting up a payment plan is less painful, let's put it,
right,
than getting the three-month bill or four-month bill, depending on where you are in the year.
Yeah, just, you know, again, if you got questions for this, you know, Kathy will be able to answer them for you, because this is what she does. And it may sound daunting, because it's just like, oh my God, now another thing I got to learn. I got another this. Not that bad.
No, once we get everything set up for you,
it's pretty good.
It's easy peasy. Yeah. I try to make it as easy as possible for you, but you know, you have to have certain things. You have to have your, you know, your driver's license. You have to have a smartphone is essential, because you're going to have to be able to access both your email and your text. Flip phone isn't going to work.
Right. Flip phone. Boy, next thing they'll do is they'll bring in a couple of cans with string on it and say, does this work too? But yeah, it, I get it. Trust me, because some people don't like change. I get it. I mean, I can manage to get through what I have to get through. But, you know, some of this stuff is just like overkill. Like, gosh, you got to do this, blah, blah, blah. And here we go. But
if criminals weren't so clever that they've learned how to get through these systems and pretend to be, you know, people they're not, then this wouldn't be necessary.
True.
But it is necessary, because you don't want someone else drawing your check.
You've got to protect yourself.
You've got to protect yourself.
If you do your stuff right, knock on wood, that they do it right on their side, mm-hmm. and then it's all piece of cake then from there.
Right. Then you don't have to worry about it after that. And you can use this My Social Security account as a tool because, like you said, you were able to print your 1099.
Yeah, because I was surprised. He goes, they said, well, you must have put it on no to send stuff out. I go, no. I know I didn't do that. But thank God, because I already had my taxes were done. And then all of a sudden they go, where's this? So that adjusted the refund big time.
Good.
Big time. So it dropped everything right down to, you know, that 20 cents buys me a coffee. You know what I'm saying? But it still works. It still works out. But but you do have to have that taken care of. The 3 to 4 months in advance is just in case there's issues. If you have to have this, you have to have that. Kathy is very good at this because you do it three different ways. You send it electronic.
I do.
Fax.
I fax it. I mail it.
Yep.
And I send it out electronically. And the reason why, and usually I don't fax and mail unless they have to have an employment verification form.
Okay.
Because that has to accompany the application. So what that means is you have folks out there that are going to work longer than their 65th birthday. And as long as they have coverage through their employer that's considered credible by Medicare standards, then they can continue to work and not apply for Part B and not have to pay that $202.90 a month. They can delay their Part B for as long as they are employed and they don't have an interruption in coverage. So, but when they decide they're going to call it a day and leave their job, they have to have an employer verification form. The employer has to verify that employee has had coverage from the time they were 65 up until the day they leave.
Right.
So that form has to accompany the application for Part B because they have to have that. That forgives your penalty.
Trust me, you don't want to be on the penalty list.
No.
We've talked about this over and over and over again. And if you are going to take care of this route, Kathy is going to ask you, okay, your place of employment, does it have 20 people or more?
Yes.
That are on a plan, that are on that, on the...
Right. Do you have group coverage? Exactly. And the company you work for has 20 or more employees? Because if you're a mom and pop shop, Medicare does not consider your coverage to be credible. And there's a good reason for that, because you don't have enough people to get a discounted rate from the insurers.
Sure.
You don't. You pay the, typically you're going to pay a lot or the maximum amount. Well, they don't consider that to be credible. So if you have, your employer is less than 20 employees, if you have an interruption in coverage, like for example, you work for XYZ company, you've had this coverage forever. Then you decide, you know what, I'm going to leave this company and go to this other one. And I got a 90-day period there, you know, before I'm covered again.
Right.
Well, that's the end of your forgiveness, because as soon as you leave that employer, your forgiveness ends and you have to go to Medicare. So you can't have a break. You can't go on COBRA. COBRA is what they call the continuation of coverage through that employer until you get new coverage. Well, COBRA is that break, and you will not be forgiven for your penalty. You have
now,
to
don't
pay the
you
penalty.
Have a certain amount of days to have to flip?
Well, yes, you've got time. You got 30 days at least, 63 days total to get, you know, without having to incur a penalty.
Yeah, I see.
But what you can't do is go to COBRA.
Oh no.
Which is a continuation of coverage. But you're paying the full boat for that. You're paying both the employer's portion and your own.
Not cheap.
Not cheap, no.
Well, again, folks, if, you know, best to be informed on these things, because it can throw a wrench right into your system there. Because we've talked about this in the past. Kathy has talked about clients that happened to come to her that, they didn't know what was going on. And some of these people have been in a penalty phase, not knowing it for quite a few years.
Yes.
That now they have to go on to Part B, and they're way past where they're supposed to be, and people are a little upset.
Yeah, because now they're paying a penalty, and their argument is nobody told me. Well, nobody tells anybody.
Right.
That's why I do this show. I want you to be informed. I do not want to see people get themselves into a penalty phase. or get themselves in trouble because they didn't take Part B when they were supposed to.
But the thing of it is, people, the more information that you can absorb to know what you're going to get into, and it'll make it so much easier, because a lot of these people that, well, like Kathy just said, nobody told me.
Yeah.
They don't care if nobody told you.
They're not. I've never seen in all my years Social Security take that as an excuse. Never. They've never said, oh, well, that's different if nobody told you. Well, let's forgive it. They have never done that. And I suspect they never will. And one of the problems I think they should forgive for is that we have veterans out there that sometimes were told by the VA facility, you don't need to take Part B, you use our facility. Well, the truth is they don't always use that facility or the VA facility. Sometimes they have to go out into, you know, the private market, and they have to see civilian doctors or civilian hospitals. If they don't have Part B, then they're not going to see them.
Wow.
And they're not going to have the bills paid. So taking Part B is essential. So I have had some veterans that say, that tried to make the argument with Social Security that I was told by the VA not to take Part B. And Social Security didn't even blink and didn't even try to work with them. They said, listen, ignorance of the law is no excuse. And then even though somebody advised you to not take Part B, fact is you didn't take Part B. So they're penalized forever.
And it's 10% a year.
Yes.
Tell you, that can add up real quick.
It can add up very quick.
If you're not sure, boy, I tell you, you know, see, when I did mine a couple of years back, Kathy helped me out with this work here at the station. I had less than 20 employees, so I had to go on Medicare. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, no choice. You have to.
Yep. Because you don't want to be caught. Mm-hmm. If you've been listening to this program long enough, you know Kathy has come up with some of these people that have been just not even aware of a lot of this. And some, what's the best one? 10 years? Someone, you know, one of your clients?
Yeah.
When they
14
decided
years.
To come, 14 years.
Yeah.
See, boy.
Without Part B. And, I mean, this somebody, and it's a young, was a young person when they went on Medicare because they were disabled.
Right.
And instead of taking Part B, they just went on their spouse's insurance plan with that job, with her job. Well, she didn't always stay with that job. She moved to a different job, a different position in a different company, and went on COBRA for a while. I mean, shortly after he went on disability. So he really only had like a year of forgiveness, and the rest of it just started accruing. But again, did not know that COBRA was incredible.
Gosh. Be informed, please. Make the call, 727-735-2337. Because that is just the most aggravating realization when you go, God, I didn't know, but I guess I should have just checked.
Yeah. And another, scenario is some people out there think the VA medical coverage is credible, and Medicare would consider it to be credible. It is not. So if you're using the VA and you didn't take your Part B, understand you're accruing a penalty because the VA medical is not considered credible by Medicare standards. However, their drug plan is. So you can get your prescription drugs through the VA and it's considered credible. But if you get all of your medical through the VA, it is not credible. I don't know if they'll change that. I've heard talk about, but that's currently the law.
Wow. KECinsuranceServices.com is the website. Please check that out. Past programs. Send Kathy an email. If you got any program ideas that you'd like to have Kathy talk about, send her an email through the website at KECinsuranceServices.com. You can always make the phone call. Her office is located at 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard in the Forest Oaks Plaza, corner of Highway 19. And Forest Oaks Boulevard, down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza, and the bakery. 727-735-2337 is the phone number. make that call. You'll be glad to take it from them, right?
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. Do it again in two.
Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.